Hurricane Jean and the three other hurricanes that preceded it battered almost all of Florida and also lashed the usual journalistic expressions for disastrous events. After all, we can't say that a hurricane blasted through Florida like a hurricane. Slate contributor and Florida journalist Sam Eifling has been listening to what we do say and write about hurricanes.
In the face of this wordsmithing challenge, writers have found a few go-to tropes. Come upon some felled timber? It's either a twig or a toothpick. When Charlie raked across Cuba, the Chicago Tribune wrote that telephone and utility poles were toppled like twigs. Florida Today wrote that billboards in Brevard County, Florida, lay snapped like twigs in Francis's aftermath. When trees and poles get hit harder, they end up snapped off like toothpicks, or even turned into toothpicks. Hurricanes also invite comparison to a hyperactive toddler ransacking the aisles at KB Toys. According to various reports, the storm swept away cars and trucks like toys, rocked boats like toys in a bathtub, and tossed cars like toys, with one Mercedes-Benz ending up in a tree. Reporters also seem to have a taste for salty fish. After Jean, the AP wrote that in Jensen Beach, roofs of mobile homes were peeled back like the lids of sardine cans. After Francis, a pastor at a Florida church, surveyed its former sanctuary roof and concluded, the wind must have rolled that thing back like a sardine can. A writer at my Fort Lauderdale newspaper said he saw roofs ripped off trailers like cereal box tops. A better visual, I thought, because it involves jagged edges. When journalists leave the descriptions to storm victims, they get a new set of verbal tics. They tend to hear the winds as some form of train, whether it charged overhead like a locomotive, or had a locomotive-like roar. Whether hackneyed or inspired, hurricanes beg for similes, because most verbs just aren't built to handle 130-mile-an-hour gusts. In the confusion, writers and victims search for patterns and associations, even subconsciously. In my case, Jean's scraping bluster conjured the image of an obnoxious, burbling coffee maker that used to sit in my parents' kitchen. I hadn't thought about that thing in years. Sometimes the collision of barometric and deadline pressures bears amazing prose. A September 17th New York Times story on Ivan described a trailer that had been pinched in as if by giant fingers. Or consider this description of Charlie's brutality in an August 15th Washington Post story that creates a unique picture of damnation. The world went cockeyed here. Fat metal light poles crimped at the center, bowing to the ground like the twisty-necked straws in a retro diner. Couches turned into roof ornaments. Roofs turned into tree ornaments. Flimsy mobile homes twisted up grotesquely or simply imploded, leaving behind chunkily diced piles of someone's life. Words don't have to be new to carry weight, though. Perhaps the classic hurricane line from this season was by one of the forecasters in the National Hurricane Center. The line, regularly included in the center's tri-hourly storm advisories, went like this. Preparations to protect life and property in the hurricane area should be rushed to completion. In other words, hurry.
Slate contributor Sam Eifling also writes for New Times, the alternative weekly in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.